messages on screen to any audio that the collaboration becomes available. This station will now see the
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast, the only place for prepping, survival, and entertainment. We are your hosts, Cameron and Kobe, and we're ready to bring survival goodness direct to your ear holes.
We're going to do it this time.
Yeah.
Straight up.
We ain't scared of nobody.
We're not going to piss around.
Nah. What's up, Cameron?
Not much.
How goes it?
Good. Welcome to the new year of 2018.
Welcome to 2018, yeah. Bitches.
The end of times.
The end of times. How was your Christmas, man?
It was good.
Yeah?
It was busy at work.
Oh, yeah.
I had kind of a nightmare set up, but
yeah.
Christmas was good.
Was it?
And the new year's was pretty good.
Yeah?
Everybody got sick, so that's good.
Oh, that's fun, man.
Couldn't ask for more.
No, you couldn't.
Couldn't ask for anything.
What are we doing today? What's on the agenda, man?
Well, we kind of figured where it's a new year, you got new year resolutions.
Mm.
We're going to tell you guys, if you first time listeners, old time listeners, how to make resolutions for the new year for becoming a prepper or, you know,
or
magnifying your prepperism.
Yeah. So this is for beginners. This is for intermediates. This is for advanced. This is for nobodies. This is for somebodies. This is for boys and for girls and for dogs and for cats and
everybody,
all that stuff.
Everybody's.
So stay tuned.
Yeah.
It's happening. But first, guys, today's podcast is brought to you by TacPack, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional-grade stuff inside. Get 10% off your first TacPack with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com. And join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. That's 10% off with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com.
They're so awesome.
Yeah, we love those dudes. They love
Kobe's
us.
Guns all decked out with their stuff.
Yeah.
And it looks incredible.
I did. I posted a picture of my AR with some new TacPack shiz on there. Oh, and it looks good.
It does.
Yeah,
and
you
it
just
feels
put it in your hands.
Amazing.
Yeah, it does.
Listener reviews starts now.
This is listener reviews. this one came from iTunes. Or no. Maybe this
Slow
wasn't
it down.
This could have been Facebook. I think this is Facebook. This came from Facebook. This is Shane Bowers reviewing Casual Preppers Podcast on Facebook. 5 stars. And Shane says, shout out to Cam and Kobe for putting together a fun, educational, and casual podcast. The guys sound like a couple of jackasses having fun. I don't know if that's like good or what, man. I don't know. Just like when I get together with my buddies, hillbilly voices and all, I do get a little tingly in my man bits every time Cam says, dang, or Kobe says, holy cow. And especially when they start on a tangent about hook-handed TV and microwave-stealing redneck rioters. Keep on getting on, gents. Hashtag Tashanka, hashtag countermeasures, and hashtag water skills.
Those are awesome hashtags.
Yeah, that was good. That was good stuff, huh?
Well done, well done. Thank you.
Yeah, so if you would like to be a part of this, go to iTunes, go to Facebook, go to the Amazon book, on the Kindle book on Amazon. Leave us a 5-star review. Make it awesome.
Social media shout out.
And I'm not a very good prepper because I forgot to prep a social media shout out. But you know what? Hey, go check out, who should we go tell them to go check out?
Whoever the hell you want.
Whoever the hell you want. Just go follow somebody. Yeah. Is that what we're going to say?
Yeah.
Really? That's where we're going?
Make sure it's survival oriented.
Yeah, you know what? Make sure you follow us for one thing, Casual Preppers, and all the places we are. Make sure you follow our sponsors, Tac Pack and Survival Boxes.
Right on.
Okay?
Right on.
It's a mad, mad world.
Okay, I got some mad, mad world going on right now. So, Cameron, did you look at my article that I put on here?
I did not.
You did not. Okay, it's kind of good. So,
it's a pretty
kinda,
good one, right? Really.
I'm kind of enjoying it.
Somebody loves it.
So, obviously, North Korea, you know, they're big fat douchebags. Everybody's scared of them. So, the past little while, Hawaii has reinstated their like warning sirens. They have this whole thing of warning sirens. And so they had 386 sirens. They just did a big test with them. This is kind of scary to think about that. But it's funny because 12 of them mistakenly played an ambulance siren, and like 28 of them did like other weird shit. So it's kind of funny.
Mariachi.
That, yeah.
Wait, what is this?
What's going on outside? Is there Mexican it's food?
Ukulele song.
Yeah, so it's kind of scary that they're actually having to do that.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I had read that they were having disaster meetings and talking about different sirens and how to prepare the public.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty disgusting to think that's even
real.
You know?
I agree, man.
Speaking of which, what makes it even better is when somebody boasts about their size. So Trump's tweet this week, if y'all saw, is, "I got a bigger nuke button than you."
Yeah.
Yeah, unbelievable that a leader of a country would say something so freaking stupid.
It's like, sometimes I'm like, how did he become president? Like, I'm not anti-Trump, so don't think.
No, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, but sometimes I'm like, how did it happen?
Yeah.
What happened?
Right.
So what's the...
I know, I was like, I was talking to my brother this week about the change, you know, in the Republicans and having Trump, and I'm like... He just needs to shut his mouth. Like, I don't even want to hear about him at all.
Yeah,
just like
take care of
things.
A lot of things he's doing is great. You know, I really like it. If he would just shut up sometimes.
He needs to shut up.
Like, really, because he would be so much further along. I think so.
I think so too.
But maybe we're wrong. Maybe we're idiots.
Yeah.
And there's people yelling at us right now listening.
Know.
You know what I mean?
I know. Maybe.
He's big, dumb.
But he needs to shut his mouth.
Yeah.
Because he says stuff like this.
Uh-huh.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un just stated that the nuclear button is on his desk at all times. Mm. Well, someone from his depleted and food-starved regimen. Please inform him. I was looking down and wrong. I'm like, regimen? That doesn't make sense. Please inform him that I, too, have a nuclear button, but it's much bigger, much more powerful than one than his, and my button works.
That's pretty good.
Much
I mean, it is kind of
more powerful. Nice.
Yeah, I saw a political cartoon today where it has Trump and Kim Jong-un, and they're both naked. And then down in their private parts, there's a big nuclear rocket. And they're just like kind of comparing them, you know? It's pretty dang
exactly
funny.
What it is.
It's pretty funny.
Cow.
But yeah,
anyways.
Good times for world peace. I tell you.
It does awesome for, you know, trying to help negotiations and everything.
Yep, the world is mad, so y'all better be on your best behavior.
So watch out for that regimen. Scary
one. Regimen gonna get you, boy.
All right, well.
So, Cameron, we decided that this would be a really good time for us to start talking about some New Year's resolutions for anybody who is a prepper or for anybody who is looking to become a prepper.
Yeah.
Because I think we probably have some listeners out there that are like, what? What's prepping?
Yeah.
You know, let me take a listen. And then they hear us talk in a hillbilly voice and they turn us off. But some of them don't.
Most it turns of them on.
maybe it turns them on. So we have some ideas. And
there's a lot of things that I know I need to do better with what I already have.
Most of this stuff I need to work on.
Right.
And so a lot of this is basics and some of it is advanced for some of you doomsday prepper dudes have been doing it forever.
Dig your bunker deeper.
Yeah. Get that 20-foot bunker.
It's time to expand into the
you'll need an underground swimming
deeper
pole.
Cores of the earth.
So, here's some options. So, I think we should start where we always start, and that's food and water, right? So, but water, specifically. So, really, really good place for anybody to start, if you haven't done this yet, is start with a 72-hour supply of water for you and your immediate family or group. And that's kind of like what they recommend. I think that's what FEMA recommends right now, isn't it? Is 72 hours. So, really, really basic, like so easy to do.
Yeah. Water is tough because it's the easiest thing to access right now.
Yeah.
It's cheap, but it's the most space occupying.
It is. Like, that part's a pain in the butt.
I hate that part about it.
So, but 72 hours is really, really simple. So, say you're a family of four or five, that's not too bad. So, what you need, you know, what they say is 1 gallon per person per day. So, if you think about it, there's four of you, you're going to have 4 gallons per day. 4 times 3 is 12. So you get 12 gallons of water on hand. Boom, you're done. 12 gallons of water is pretty easy to to put somewhere.
And you know, a lot of you are like, I don't drink a gallon, but it's for all the other uses and you want to overshoot. So
yeah, absolutely. And I honestly, I think 1 gallon is not enough.
No, probably. It's not. You know what I mean? It really isn't. I don't think it is in terms of all uses.
Yeah. And especially if it's this SHTF situation is, you know, kind of prolonged, or if you're out, you know, doing a lot of gathering and you know.
Maybe you're constipated and you need to use that enema twice a day.
At least
you're
twice a day.
You're spraying all that water up your butthole.
Exactly. You got to be worried about enemas. So, so, you know, that's a really good place to start. If you're a new prepper or you just haven't done it yet, come on, man.
Get on that.
Make that New Year's resolution. So, you know, after you have that 72 hours of water, maybe that's something you already have, you know, which Cam and I both have that already.
Yeah.
Work on getting some filters or purification tabs. That's kind of your next point of water prepping right there.
Water skilling.
Yeah, water skilling. Super cheap. Get yourself a Sawyer Mini. It's $20.
Yeah.
Go on Amazon. Go to Walmart sometimes has them. But just go get a Sawyer Mini. That's
really?
What
does Walmart sometimes have Sawyer
I've
Minis?
Seen them at Walmart before.
Well done.
But, you know, you can get them at Sportsman's Warehouse or REI or wherever else you go. I don't know what the price is going to be, but yeah, get you a Sawyer Mini. It'll filter 100,000 gallons for you and your family, and you'll be set, dude.
It is nuts.
Yeah, and so once you get that, and then, you know, have some purification tabs as well, so you have several different types of purification methods, that's a really good place to go. So maybe that's where you already are. Maybe you're already those advanced preppers, and you've got that done. The next thing you can start looking at is obviously storing more water. You know, get some water barrels down in your basement or whatever it might be. You know, maybe you want to get some larger water filters, like the kind of like the Life Straw one that you have. You know, it's like a family sized, right? And how does that
one? It's
like
a dispenser.
It's a gravity fed one.
It's gravity fed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got a big reservoir hanging up high. And you just squirt in your mouth.
Yeah, so that'd be a fantastic way to go.
Kind of
after
an easier
that.
Way to manage. You know, water.
Yeah. You might want to look at, you know, a rain catchment system for, from your gutters or whatever it might be. That'd be a really good place to go. And then maybe drill a well. You know, get a well of some sort.
Yeah, why not?
You might as well.
Just freaking puncture into the earth.
Might as well.
Do it.
Get it? So that's kind of, you know, a water-based New Year's resolution for y'all. There's something in there for everybody, I think. And if you got all that done, awesome. You're
done.
You're sweet. You're really good at
Look
this.
Look forward to 2019.
Exactly, yeah. Move on. So the next part of that is food. You know, and most experts, again, say 72 hours of food. Pretty freaking easy to do.
Food's a lot easier and less important in terms of going without.
So. It is, but you're going to want to have that. But, you know, 72 hours of food, that's completely inadequate. If you don't have 72 hours of food in your house, that's crazy. And I know there are people that are like that, you know, they basically just go shopping like every day. I don't know how they do it.
I don't either.
But there's a lot of people that do that. I know. So what I suggest is, you know, it's easy just to buy some extra canned veggies, fruit, meat, pasta, anything that's not like going to go bad quickly that you can just sit on the shelf. When you see it on sale in the next month or so, start buying that stuff up, you know.
Some a lot extra of those ones. Places have lot sales. And
yeah.
Or if you're real lazy, just go on to Amazon and pick you up a 72-hour bucket.
Yeah, you can
do
that,
it
too.
It already
has
them all packed in there for you.
I suggest starting with the canned stuff because that's stuff that you're going to eat. You know what I mean?
And
you're eventually going to eat that. So I think I feel like that's the best way to start. And then it's not – nobody even looks at that and says, oh, you've got a bunch of food storage. No, I just got a bunch of canned food. I mean, that's what I eat.
I just got reinforcements.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's a really good place to start. You know, every time you go to the grocery store, grab a few extras of those, whatever you see that's on sale, anything you'll eat. Just keep – I mean, in no time, you're going to have an extra 72 hours of food.
Right.
That's not going to take much at all. So a way to look at that is make sure, that you have 1500 calories per day for your group for 3 days. A lot of people go look at serving size and stuff like that. That's not always,
it's bogus.
It's not a way to do it. Mm-hmm. Are you going to fall asleep? You look like you might
fall
asleep.
I'm a little tired.
You need to wake up.
I know, I'm trying.
Come on, man. Yeah. So look at calories.
So soothing listening.
No, look at calories. Not servings. All right. So once you have that, the next point is getting 3 weeks of food. And the way you can do this is start by buying one extra of all your staple foods for the first month. Every time you go to the store, buy an extra. Like say you eat a lot of chicken, buy two things of whatever chicken you usually buy, throw it in the freezer.
Yeah.
You buy bread, buy two, throw the other one in the freezer. Just buy doubles of everything and you're going to have 3 weeks of food actually really quick. It doesn't take long.
Little Caesar pizza, buy two.
Yeah. Well, I always buy two. One ain't enough. Come on, bro. You know what I mean?
Which gets two crazy breads.
Yeah.
Let's go crazy.
I need two sauces, bro.
I'm storing one.
One's going in my food storage.
Freezing everything.
Yeah. And then once you start doing that, just make sure that you're regularly rotating that food. You know, bringing the old stuff to the front, putting new stuff in
eat
the back.
Eat the front and rotating yeah, eat the back.
Exactly. From that ham, back that ham. Just like that. Ham front, ham ass. You know what I mean?
I'm switching it up tonight.
This is what he told me to do on a podcast.
He told me to rotate it.
I don't know why.
Maybe he's talking about corn on the cob.
You over-rotated. No shit. If anybody can get that quote, I'll send you a prize, all right? Might be a shitty prize, but I'll send you a prize. So if you can get that quote, let me know. So, you know, after you have that, after you have those 3 weeks, then it's time to start going to your freeze-dried goodies, you know. So
popsicles.
Yeah, no.
Ice cream sandwiches.
We do have some ice cream sandwiches. Survival boxes sent us an ice cream sandwich, and I dibsed it the second I saw it. I'm like, oh, I'm taking that. So, yeah, start getting some of that 25-year shelf life stuff. Honestly, how I suggest starting this is going with
survival
boxes. Mm-hmm. Get their food box. It's like $35 a month, right? It's it's so cheap.
It really is.
It really is. And it's easy. You don't have to be like, oh, do I want this kind of noodles? Or do I want...
Hey, I got stroganoff macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, but you don't have to choose. They just send you the good stuff and you're ready to go. So anyways, that's good. That's good. So if you're more advanced... You're one of those dudes that already has that shiz, you know? What are you going to do? What's going
to
be?
Get a fat boy to put in your freezer.
Fat boys. So, work on things like long-term sustainable food and water preps like chickens, gardens, seeds, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, those are a good thing. Say, hey, I'm going to start a garden this year. I'm going to start canning that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to get me some chickens to put in the backyard. I'm going to give me a goat. Put a goat in my backyard, bro.
Put a goat in my sandwich. That's what it sounds like you're going to say.
Goat in my sandwich?
Put goat meat in my sandwich.
Yeah, you can. You can have a goat meat
sandwich. Or get you a freeze dryer.
Yeah, yeah. Excellent. Yeah, go get one of those.
Look into ways of storing your own food.
Harvest right freeze dryers. Yeah, that's good stuff. So, just some tips on this, bro. You want to hear some tips?
Do it.
Budget for your storage. Make a monthly budget on what you can afford and what you need. Don't spend $9,000 in January on food. It's not a good idea.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are. That's Trump money right there. You don't want to do that. Okay? So just make a budget, what you can afford, what's extra on the top, what's gravy that you can just go grab that stuff with. Make a budget.
I'd get some gravy, too.
You have to get gravy. If you're going to have a goat
goes
sandwich.
On everything.
Goat sandwich, you got to have gravy.
Oh, no.
I'm a dish grilled cheese goat sandwich with some gravy. Mm.
You want some crunch? Just crunch up some top ramen on top of there.
Dry top ramen on a goat gravy sandwich. Mm.
You're making me hungry.
My mama used to make me goat gravy sandwiches when I was a little kid. Mm.
Goat gravy sandwich.
Well, hashtag goat gravy sandwich. I can see that coming already.
The McDonald's new.
Goat gravy sandwich. No, it's Arby's, man. Arby's would do that sandwich. Shit. Didn't they just have the venison sandwich?
Yes.
Yeah. Goat gravy carved sandwiches. They seriously would. Dip it in our sauce.
I know. It's just the same
it's gonna
meat.
It's going to taste good. Yeah.
Or whatever it is.
They just put different coloration on it on the outside of it.
It has Arby's sauce on it.
Yeah.
Who cares?
So develop a plan. Add your storage somehow each week or each month, however you're going to do it. And then make sure you inventory that stuff. Look at expiration dates. You know, there's a lot of different ways you can do that. Honestly, probably the easiest way is just writing it down and having a clipboard with all that shiz. You can do, apps. I've tried a few apps.
Shut up. This is my part.
Oh, is it? Okay. Well, I'll let you go on that.
No,
then.
You go ahead.
No, it's fine.
Did you say an app?
Yeah.
Which app are you using?
I'm not going to worry about it right now. I'm going to wait till you're done. I'm going to wait till your part.
I have nothing to talk about.
So
maybe that's better.
Yeah. No. Okay, so that's food and water. That's some good places to start if you're needing a prepping New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
So the next thing I want to talk about, to me, this is probably the best starter point for any sort of prepper or survivalist out there, and that's EDC. A lot of guys don't talk about it as, you know, usually they go, oh, you gotta get your bug out bag, gotta get your guns, gotta get your goat gravy sandwiches. But EDC to me is a really good place to start. And I laid this out in the book a little bit. I kind of put it down in tiers, tier one, tier two, and tier three.
Yeah.
Of EDC.
So if you're a newcomer, this is your everyday carry.
Yeah, everyday carry. This is stuff that you carry with you all the time, either on your person or, you know, in your vehicle all the time. Because I keep most of my EDC stuff in my vehicle.
I do too.
But I usually have some, you know, a knife on me, my wallet. So tier one, let's say. Tier one's wallet. You know, if you're not carrying your wallet, you're dumbass anyways. But make sure you have it all the time. And what I say with this too is also make sure there's cash in it.
Yeah.
Because that's a really important part of, you know, if a disaster happens, your Chase card ain't going to work. You know, it might not work.
No way,
it Chase. Could work. I'll go buy that goat gravy sandwich with no credit card.
Your American Express is going to work.
Oh, yeah. If you got American Express, just keep that.
And you could knock out a bunch of things with this because they have those, you know, money clip wallets that have all the multi-tool crap on them.
Exactly, yeah. So we've got a couple of those. So the next thing in tier one is a cell phone. Obviously, communications are really, really important. Sometimes that cell phone's not going to work, but make sure you have it with you all the time. Keys, obviously, to get in your house and your car. But your keys can also have some important tools on it. Mine, I have like a little screwdriver on mine. I have some duct tape. You know, I have a geigometer.
Mm.
What is it? Geigometer? You know, the thing we got from Battle Box.
A giga young. There you got one of those giga-giga-mometers. Yeah.
So obviously that could tell you, you know, if there's radiation and stuff in the air. And then the next thing is a watch. It's important to know what time it is. You can use it for navigation, a lot of different things. So that's your tier one. So everybody should pretty much be in tier one right now. But if you want to move to tier two, this is a good resolution, I think. Tier two, knife. Very, very important. This is like the number one thing. If you're going to start
being
a
prepper.
You get a
little bit dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah, get a knife, all right? You always have a knife on you. I don't go anywhere without a knife unless I'm getting on a stupid plane. And then I don't.
They do that on purpose.
I know. Hate them.
They want to kill you.
Hate them. Freaking stewardesses. So the next thing in tier two is a pen or a notebook, you know, so you can make notes, leave
Draw
maps.
Your knife.
You can what?
Trace your knife.
Make cool knife pictures. Stuff. You know, but that can come in handy in any sort of SHTF situation. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you got to make triage notes or something like that. People are dying all over the place. This dude's dead. Don't even try. You know?
First person who came across dead. Close in.
No, but I mean, leave them on the people.
How do I pin this on with?
Yeah, I got a knife.
Nailing a pencil into his forehead.
Yeah.
Dead.
Don't try. He's already dead. Don't even try.
He's both got a pencil on his head.
You come up on the guy. Oh, I wonder what this. Oh, he's dead. Look, he's got
a pencil nailed to his
head. Yeah. Flashlight. Light illumination is very, very important in survival situations. If you have one on you all the time, you're going to use it. So make sure you have that on you. Fire starter. Any way to start a fire. I don't care if it's a Bic lighter. I don't care if you have a bow drill with you. I don't give a frick what you carry with you, but just make sure you have something to start a fire. <Bow drill. laughs> Imagine someone has that like in their backpack all the time.
Don't worry, everybody got a bow drill.
Just get out there and start.
They're like, what is this?
I got me a fire plow. Just like fire plow and stuff.
They're like lighting up a cig. What is he doing down there?
What's he doing? I'm a fire starter. The last thing is USB charger, so you can make sure your phone is charged all the time and all that kind of stuff. So that's tier two.
More man, make sure you use your chargers on there.
More man, there's fire plow. You don't use no big lighter.
We should have said that.
I know.
Okay.
So that's tier two, and that's kind of a good place to move towards this year if you haven't, you know, move into that stuff. And then if you're advanced, if you're one of those dudes that's like, I already got all that shit, boy.
Yeah,
I've been eating ghost sandwiches since I was 10.
My 16th pocket on my cargo pants already has all of this.
There's people who really stuff that crap
they
in there.
They do.
Man. I don't know how they do it. I would literally want to kill myself with that much stuff on me.
I know. Just a pocket full of bullets.
Yeah, man. Honestly, I just want to keep. I keep most of my stuff in a little bag, you know, in my vehicle. Most of my stuff.
Very casual.
Yeah, I keep a light. And a flat and a knife on me and my wallet and all that stuff, but yeah, no thank you. So tier three, firearm, obviously, first aid kit, multi-tool, and paracord. That's my last one. So that's kind of a good look at EDC for you there,
perfect
friend.
Look at it.
Did you like it?
I did. I think that's a good summary.
All right, so that's a good New Year's resolution for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing is build a bug out bag and plan for you and your family. Cameron.
Yeah, let's do this.
Yeah. First, the very first thing to do is build one for yourself. Make sure you have one.
It's most important that you survive.
Yeah, it really is. It's kind of like being on an airplane where they tell
you... If your family hasn't gotten into prepping, screw them.
Yeah.
You need to help them, but it's first like, things first.
I don't know. Cam sent me that video the other day and actually posted it on our... I did put it on our Facebook. There's a little short film where this guy, he's got a bunker or something, and like you can hear sirens in the background.
He's like, this is it.
This is it. This is it.
Grabs
he's like,
his gun and like cocks it, puts it in his belt.
Yeah, and he's running outside, and he's got his family following him. And he turns around. He's like, you guys thought I was crazy. I'm going to survive better alone. And
they're like trying to go in. He's like, no.
Yeah,
you're not coming in here.
And he shuts the door and turns on the light, and it was a surprise party for him out there, and like his whole family and all his friends. Anyways, it was funny. So,
how'd you recover from that? No,
you don't. So start with the basics of a bug out bag. We don't really need to go through all this, but water, food, first aid kit, fire starters, knife, shelter, flashlight, clothing, hygiene kit. Maybe we'll go through it all. There you go. I say that and then I just go through it all anyways.
Yeah.
So once you have your bag finished up, and I have in parentheses here, they're never finished because you're always working on them. You're always changing stuff out. Every season you're changing stuff out. Then you can start one for your wife, your husband, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, and then your kids after that, you know. I don't really want to go into a lot of it here, but, you know, bug out bag. It's a good thing to have.
Yeah.
If you don't have one, this is a really good time to start planning to get one.
A lot of time can go into these, and I think I've reorganized mine like 15 times.
I have too.
This just lasts.
Because every time I get a tack pack or a battle box or a survival box, I'm like, ooh, maybe I'm going to switch that out and put this in here, this in there, and you know what I mean?
I know.
That's just kind of how it goes. So if you're more advanced, if you kind of have most of that stuff, you know, make sure all your family members have a bug out bag that's fully stocked. The next thing you can do is work on getting like get home bags for your vehicles, which are kind of similar to bug out bags, but they'll kind of get you home if your vehicle's not working or whatever might happen. So it's kind of a different type of bag. And then maybe work on getting a survival cache or something like that that we've spoken about a few times.
Yeah.
We actually had a full episode on survival caches.
We did.
And then, bug out locations. You know, start figuring that out. Where are you going to with that bug out bag, bro?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Man, those are for the advancedies.
I feel like I'm talking a lot here.
You got the whole first part.
Yeah. Okay. So then the last thing I'm going to talk about, well, in this episode, this piece here, is an emergency plan.
For the rest of the year. This is Kobe's last segment.
Done. January 3rd. The next thing is an emergency plan, and I've talked about this several times as well. It's super easy to do. It's really important, and especially if you have children and if you have a family, to kind of let them know if shit does hit the fan, what's going to happen, where are you going to go, what you going to do, and how you going to be.
Yep.
So you can go to redcross.org, and they've got some great ones there that you can just fill out, laminate, put it in their bags, and you're done. And then you can kind of, like, every few months go back over all that information because they're going to forget it because they're dumb. They're all just so stupid.
Little dumb kids.
So this is kind of invaluable information for everybody to kind of get down and learn, everybody.
All right, we did this once one night.
Uh-huh.
Take a breather, go upstairs, get a drink.
I gotta work out.
we got together as a family and like went through emergency plans and let the kids throw in some things into a bag and everything. Mm-hmm. It's really easy to do one night. And like they actually really liked it. Yeah.
Oh, I love
it. They're like, Oh yeah. And they're throwing in, you know, they're dumping crayon box in your bag.
Yeah. Like, sometimes my wife looks at me like, you're an idiot. Why are we talking about this? And I'm like, people subscribe to my podcast to hear this information. And
we have like somewhere around 100 listeners.
I've got at least 90 or so people that want to hear this information. You should be one of them.
Have you subscribed? But yeah, like it's really fun. And, there's a lot of scenarios too that your kids need to, you know, if they're at school and something goes down, like where they need to go.
That's
and,
a scary
and
thing
how you
for me.
Want to. That's scary. That scares me too.
Yeah, so we're both scary about it.
And then also like camping and, you know, you get a kid gets lost. Mine wouldn't know what to do and probably just run straight up the hill furthest away from camp.
Yeah. I see light. Go the other way.
I think the moon. I think you're supposed to go towards
you're
the moon.
You're supposed to follow the moon and then take a right, I think.
And Daddy's video games told me I need to go to the nearest town.
I need to just start chopping a tree like incessantly. You know what I mean?
Collect a bunch of wood for something. But yeah, a lot of different things to go over there with the, emergency plan.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good stuff.
So organizing your preps and your location. Kobe mentioned it, and I cut him right off.
Yeah.
Inventory.
It was a dick move, but I'm okay with
it.
It
was, because I don't have nothing else.
Yeah.
I spent some time talking about this.
Good.
Or preparing this. So an inventory is like one of the hardest things. I started doing one, and when you get adding to it and you don't have like a nice, you know, clipboard or something to adding, and you know, you come home and the, you know, the big 24 pack of cans, half it's missing. You're like, has anybody even, did you record this? So I was like, I don't
know.
Come
on, people.
2 months ago, it was great.
Yeah.
Now it sucks. So any way possible, if it's an app, and there are several, which is, what was the one that you used?
The one, there was one I was using
like
a while
orange
ago.
Orange colored or yellow?
Yeah, it's called Prepper. Cool. It's just called Prepper. So you can go in there and you can, it has a lot of stuff that's already like in the system.
Yeah.
So you can go through, like, you can look at mine. I started doing it, but it was, like, you can see water, Mountain House. That's my supplies.
And it gives you the year, like, expiration
The expiration time. Date, like, a lot of mine say negative 2.8 years because some of the water is expired, you know.
Does it text you or give you a notification when stuff's...
I don't know.
Eat your ramen today.
You got like 8 hours to eat your ramen, bro.
To chunk it out.
Yeah, like, a lot of stuff has 30 years left on it, 24 years, you know what I mean? So, yeah, and they have barcodes. You can actually like scan it, and if it's already awesome. In their system, it goes in.
So yeah, those systems are real sweet.
It's a good thing to try, and it's free.
Possibly
free
you could lose power, not be prepared to charge your phone, and things like that. So I really think the easiest way and best way is probably to make a paper list, you know.
Yeah.
But do whatever. Just inventory. It's
It's so hard, though.
It really is.
I've tried to do it a few times, and I just get overwhelmed.
I do, too. Because I've already gotten stuff and I haven't, it's just a mess.
Then I'm like, oh shit, I'm casual.
Another thing, another thing is like, I've been trying to inventory my bug out bag.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Do I have a coat in there? Do I have socks? Yeah. You know, do I have gold? Do I have gold coins? Gold? Like Kobe?
No, I got cryptocurrency.
Do I have more cryptocurrency than Kobe in my bag?
Yeah.
So inventorying everything, you kind of see, you know, what things you need to focus on. You know, I don't have any ammo for this weapon, or I don't even have a weapon.
Right.
The other thing is it helps you to rotate your food, you know.
It does, yeah.
So it's like, okay, we need to eat this and not waste it. And, you know, you start with that.
Stuff.
And a good way to kind of inventory to, it sounds like I have a cold. It helps you to cycle things out for short-term storage and long-term storage, you know, so that you can definitely use those supplies and not let them go to waste. Also, it's going to help you to learn, like, if you're storing in the basement, there's different aspects of storing in the basement versus storing in the garage and, you know, where your food needs to be sat and things like that. So organizing in terms, you know, inventory and, you know, where you're going to be storing your items. And, you know, the more advanced prepper that was, I'll just mention it now, is, you know, thinking about alternative locations so you don't have all of your stuff in one location.
Yeah, that's really hard.
You get in a fire, like, California's been devastated by it. You lose it all.
I think for most people it's good, at least in your house, to diversify locations.
Right.
You know, I keep some of my preps or food preps and stuff upstairs in my pantry, and then I keep a lot of it downstairs.
Yeah.
So at least I have some.
That helps you to,
you know,
keep it in cycle, you know, using it.
And then, you know, some stuff in my vehicles.
Right.
But that's the hard thing. I got to find an alternate. I don't really have like a cabin bug out location or something like that.
No,
where
I'm not
going to
stack a bunch of food at
work. Yeah, exactly. It's like, where's all these Mountain House meals? Shut up.
What's this Bella Hay doing here?
Bella
Hay. I've got a bunch of animals.
I'm going to keep this goat back here, if that's all right, guys, in the back of the studio.
Who's all this salt lick for?
It's mine. Shut up.
Don't touch it, or you got to write it on the inventory list. So, yeah, inventory, you know, thinking about locations to store it within your house and what's best to keep the right temperatures. Also, it kind of helps you identify, you know, this stuff's going to taste like crap. I need a lot more salt.
Yeah.
That's one thing we ran out recently. I'm like, geez.
We have no salt.
Salt would be such a nightmare
be
to
horrible.
Not have.
Yeah.
I'd kill myself.
Yeah. Never mind.
As soon as Morton's done, I'd be like,
yeah.
Well, we all should just kill ourselves tonight.
Yeah. I've been looking at getting some large bags of it.
Yeah.
But I just haven't
really. I need to, too, because
got to it.
That would be so awful. And sugar, too. You know, sugar helps everything taste a little better, especially human flesh.
I mean, I think I have a thing of salt back there, but like just one, you know what I mean? It's like, that's not that much.
No, not with how we use salt.
So
it kind of helps you to see those little things that'll make your food storage better and make your life a lot easier.
Yeah.
In terms of meds, you need to look ahead if you're on chronic medications for chronic illnesses, you have to look at how you're going to be able to get supplies to keep you alive.
Yeah, so if you're on meds, I think that's a really good New Year's resolution.
You have to
figure that out.
This is, you know, this is a huge overlooked area.
Or find if is it possible to get off those meds this year.
Exactly. You know, that too.
What can I do?
I think that's a great thing to
because
think about.
I think that should be the ultimate goal, right. Obviously.
Like blood pressure meds. Yeah. You know, blood pressure, high blood pressure kills. But honestly, there's massive amounts of ways to bring down your blood pressure without medications. Mm-hmm. And we're busy and it's hard to do those things.
Yeah. And that comes into play
I'll
with some of the other stuff we're talking
too,
about.
So, you know, you can get most providers. I mean, I would. I prescribe. You know, I've actually had people say, is it possible? I don't like to run out of these things. As long as they're not like controlled substances, you know.
Yeah.
I need 6 months in advance of my Xanax.
My Lortab? Yeah. I'm running out and I just want doubles.
Just for prepper reasons? Yeah. I'm going to need 300 more pills.
Yeah.
But like, you know, diabetes medications and insulin. Mm-hmm. Blood pressure medications, antidepressants. I am fine giving people 90 days worth.
Yeah.
That gives them 2 months to rely, you know.
Yeah.
As long as they're not waiting to the last minute to go get a refill.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's a restriction there, you know, the pharmacy won't fill it, but I'm okay refilling early and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to think ahead of that because that's going to be a massive problem.
Yeah. If you have that's such a good New Year's resolution. Figure out what to do with your meds or how to get off of them.
Yep.
I think it's such a good resolution.
And then having just the basics, you know, Tylenol, ibuprofen, you know, stomach, antacids, just stomach. You just want pig stomach.
Well, it was like the other day, you're like, you got any of those Zofrans around there?
I did, yeah.
And then mine was like from 2012 or something like that. I don't know if it's still good or not, but I've just been keeping it around.
It would probably do some good.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, those real basic things that you come across, you know, think of ways to you know, organize them and store them. Other things to include in medicines is hygiene, you know, have toothpaste, you know, this one tastes like crap. Put it in your food storage.
Exactly.
I bought a toothbrush pack of like 20, you know, and I'm like, just stick it down in the basement.
I've got like, anytime I get like some stupid like soap or something like as a gift, I throw it down in my preps.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like, I don't really want to use it, but if I put it down there, I'll have it.
Yeah.
If it comes down to it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
and even the little dental cleanings, I keep those. I just kind of, those are usually in my vehicle, you know?
Yeah.
Like I have like six of them from the past 1 year. Been going to the dentist a lot.
Yeah.
So, and then other things for like just basic wound management, you know, bandages and band-aids. Band-aids are like the psychological miracle for kids.
Yeah.
You know,
we buy like a thing of 100.
We do too. I don't know what.
And 10 days later, I'm like,
are they edible?
They're gone.
These aren't fruit snacks.
Like what the?
Yeah. Like stick it on the stairway.
Then you go in their bedroom and it's just they've drawn their name and band-aids on the wall. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So uses for kids. They love them. They're so fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, glue.
Get rid of your kids.
Antibiotic ointments.
That's a prepper's resolution. Yeah. I'm going to see if I can get these kids off my back this
year.
Can
I somehow accelerate their age and get them out of this house? So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot to do with medicine there. That was just real brief. Just think ahead of time. You know, you need some backups and tools. We've talked about knives, you know, and it's good to inventory the things that you have, you know, because you won't know. You know, could you even get away from your house and go up into the woods? Do you have all the material? You know, do you have several ways to start a fire? Do you have the bags to even get up there? Do you have cordage to set up as a shelter?
Mm-hmm.
And then thinking too about, you know, ways to improve like security around your home.
Yeah,
you know,
that's one of mine for this
windows,
year.
Yeah, just those basic things of how to keep your family secure.
Mine is to get a security system this year. I don't have one in my house.
I don't either.
So that's.
Well, maybe I do, if there's any local listeners.
Yeah. That's part of my New Year's resolution. You get a security system in the house.
Yeah.
Maybe even if it's just like the Ring doorbell and stuff at the front, you know.
Or a guard.
The video.
Just hire a guard.
Yeah. I'm thinking about hiring a big guard guy. Just a guy. It's like 300 pounds. You know.
Just hold on to my AK.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's me too. I don't have any security system. I actually bought... some of those wireless webcams. I have one in my basement. I want to put one out front.
Oh, nice.
The night vision and stuff.
Can you give me the login on those?
No. I have one in my bedroom for other reasons.
Other purposes.
No. So, yeah, and then thinking about the different times of season, you know, do you have wood? Do you have gas for your, you know, do you have portable gas? What ways are you going to keep your family warm? What, you know, how are you going to transport each other? Do you have fuel for your car? Are you,
yep.
One big thing is we always talk about having half a tank or more. Don't go beyond that.
Yeah. And that's a good resolution. That's easy to do.
It is. And it's,
and it can save your butt if something happens.
Cause I mean, just looking at like the disasters of, you know, the flooding of last year and the fires, it's like, if you have to get out then and right now, if you have a quarter of a tank,
what are you going to do?
Those gas stations were like bombarded.
Yeah. You're not going to be able
people
to get
to them. People are just pumping gas onto the ground.
Yeah. So like you either have to have, you know, a full tank or at least a half tank of gas or whatever, or you have to have fuel ready to be put in at your house or whatever.
Right.
So yeah, very good New Year's resolution. Figure out your fuel situation.
Yeah. You got some sweet, was it water cans or gas cans?
They're water cans.
They're water cans.
Behind you there. So that's part of my, my water preps now.
You could just throw that in your truck.
Exactly. I have 10 gallons I can just chuck in my car right now and go, you know.
Having a generator and fuel is one of my big things for my prepping this year is I want a generator and I want, you know, renewable fuel or ways to keep that going. Plus I want that fuel can that I can put in the car so I could get 300 plus miles, you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
If I need to get out of here. So, those are good things to think about. Weapons, you know, stocking up on ammo, you know, each month, maybe pick up a new box of ammo.
Yeah.
So you're just stockpiling.
I was doing that for a really long time with my two sort of main, I mean, I have a pistol, 9mm. So like every month or so I'd grab a new box, you know, and put it in. And then I have my 223. So I'd grab a box of those.
Yeah.
And then, you know, whenever I get 22 shells or shotgun shells, I'll pick those up when they're on sale or something like that.
22
you know?
And shotgun is kind of what and I fell off the boat there for, you know, I haven't restocked and I've been shooting. I'm like, geez, you know, I should be, if I go shooting, I need to just go and
just go
and
buy it,
get back what I've just spent.
Oh,
geez, about ripped a cord right out. So yeah, you know, and then keeping track of like what weapons you have that, you know, others could use if they're in your group, you know, to defend yourselves and stuff like that. Clothing, you know, thinking about going through those seasons, you know, if you have, you know, cargo pants and a jacket and long sleeve shirts and it's 110 degrees outside, you're going to hate life if you don't have a variety of clothing and backup clothing. You know, shoes and boots, blankets, things like that. As for the advanced prepper, you know, some things to think about, is that cache location. Think of, you know, putting your weapon or a weapon, you know, so that if you have to go out, you know, be like, Rick Grimes, you know, have your .44 out. Buried, just in case.
Just
you
in case.
You never know. And then having, you know, ammo up at a cabin or somewhere, you know, remotely. I've thought about that with, like, my wife's family, like, these locations that we go up camping and stuff. I'm like, I'll probably have a bag up there because if we go up there, then we actually have some of these supplies. So that's a good thing, you know, for the advanced prepper that has all these other things. Also, you know, we've really never talked about armor, you know, wearing around some, sweet armor,
like plate mail,
just all
or chain
the time.
Mail,
chain mail, exactly.
Chain mail,
chain mail,
yeah,
and full leather.
Yeah.
And inventory and all the weapons and ammo and things like that.
Yeah.
I talked a little bit about that. So, you know, that's kind of a way of getting organized and thinking ahead of time, like some real basic stuff, you know, meds, tools, having your vehicles ready and organizing all your supplies so that you're using them and recycling them in and out.
Yeah. Just all those things are really good resolutions. So pick a few of them that you think
just
are important.
Just try to be more organized.
Yeah. That really is
a big one for everything.
It is. And a big thing for being organized for me was finally getting some really good shelves down in my basement. That helped so much.
Yeah,
it did.
Shelves are actually planning to put two more.
Yeah.
And burn all of our boxes that are full of home decor.
Exactly.
Because we have like 6,000 of them.
Yeah, shelves are a big deal.
Yeah. So, real quick, I just want to talk about survival boxes. Survival box, the only subscription box packed with all the essential survival supplies that you need for prepping to survive disasters or your next door outdoor adventure. There are three different boxes to choose from, so sign up today and start getting survival boxes delivered to your door every month. No contracts, cancel anytime you want. Use promo code CASUALPREPPERS for 10% off your first box on any monthly subscription at survivalboxes.com.
Yeah, we have one to talk about today. It was a really good one, too, actually. I'm
really
excited.
If you want to get into prepping, that was another thing I didn't mention, is consider freaking subscription box. Yeah, like people are always like,
you're gonna run into those people. They're gonna say you're an idiot for doing subscription boxes, but you're not.
You're really
me.
Not. That's putting money that you're setting aside.
Yeah,
for
we have pretty much gotten any subscription box out there. The ones that we push, the ones that we talk about all the time, TacPack, survival boxes, battle box. We've talked about some other ones as well that we really like. You know, Barrel and Blade was pretty good. We only got like one of those, but those three to me, you're not going to lose money on. You're going to be getting a great value for anything that comes in those boxes.
Yeah, and they're geared to more. I mean, are you looking at? I'm doing the food part.
Yeah,
I just want the gear.
Yeah,
battle box, excellent.
Yep.
But they'll give you some food too. Are you wanting to really focus on your food or both? Survival box.
Yeah. Or if you're working on your firearms, you have an AR, you're starting to build up that kit or some of your EDC stuff, TacPack is perfect. $50 a month.
They are getting you so much for free. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's insane.
So
go back and actually listen to our subscription box episode because we break them down and we actually price them out like Amazon and stuff. And you'll see how much money you're saving on these things. It's insane. The problem is you don't get to pick what you get, right? I mean, that's what everyone says. Well, I can just take that money and get the things I really need. But you know what? Sometimes it's fun, but you're also getting good stuff for really, really good price, better price than you'll get anywhere else.
Yeah, so. I totally agree. Mm-hmm. So just some other things real quick that Kobe and I wanted to touch on also that you can focus on. So there's a lot of skills out there for preppers, you know, gardening,
water skills,
killing, dry farming,
right skills,
shooting, hunting, fishing, suturing, brain surgery.
Brain
surgery. So whatever stuff you kind of want to, you know, maybe you're an expert in one area, you know, there's so many other areas that, you know, trying to be a well-rounded person, you know, like I want to focus on, this year I wanted to focus on like gardening skills. I kind of wanted to learn how to, you know, what fruits and vegetables and things like that I can continue, the ones that are, the heirloom seeds, you know, ones that I'm like, can I grow these again?
That's something with survival boxes. It's great. You get seeds every box.
Yeah, you know, you do. That's right.
Yeah.
So focus on that skill. I mean, if you just buy books, you know, those can be looked at later.
They're so much fun too to read, man.
They are.
I try and pick one every few months to read in the survival genre.
I've been wanting to get through some bushcraft ones.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of free ones if you subscribe to, you know, the audiobooks that you can listen to.
Absolutely.
So focus on a skill. I mean, take a class if you're looking at self-defense. That's the best way to learn those. Not like black, you know, you don't need a black belt.
You just need
something to protect yourself.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about too, like creating a library within an old device, you know, and if you protect that device, hopefully there's no, you know, EMP type of disaster. You've got tons and tons of books in, you know, that are portable. And
exactly.
You can always look back, you know, there's not going to be as much entertainment in a disaster. So
there's really not.
Reading's going to be a big part of
it. And a good thing with skills too, I think is great to think about is podcasts. I mean, you're not going to get a lot of skills from us.
Right.
I mean, but there's other ones out there that will kind of teach you some stuff. You know,
exactly.
You might get some skills from us because we talk about things that that can assist preppers or survivalists. You know what I mean? All
we
the
have
time,
some medical tips. And
yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff you can learn. And how easy is it to listen to this podcast? I mean, this is easy. You guys are just sitting there.
Tell your mom for dad.
You guys are just literally sitting there right
just
now,
gathering immense amounts of knowledge that is all good.
Yeah.
No, one bit of it
so
is a waste of time.
Make it a New Year's resolution to listen to every damn podcast we put out.
Yeah, download all 44.
Yeah, exactly.
Today. Store them.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing, too, is like BattleBox gives you a Ready Man subscription that you
they
go
don't
on.
Anymore.
Oh, they don't?
Nope.
BattleBox does not give you a Ready Man subscription. But you can go on to Ready Man and look at videos if you like to see how skills are done. And
yeah.
And, I mean, it does not hurt to print out stuff like we've talked about with medical. Just print out how to suture.
Yeah.
You know, step by step.
Yep.
Step by step.
Ooh, baby.
So, yeah, focus on a skill, whatever way you want to learn it. Focus on one for the whole year, one each month, one each week, whatever you want to do.
Doesn't matter. Just focus on something.
Just learn to do something.
Exactly.
Another thing super important is getting in shape, which is always the number one thing on most people's list.
This is actually mine right now.
I got to, man.
I started a couple of weeks ago.
Did you?
I've been eating cleaner. I've been pretty much cutting out all processed food and sugar.
Nice.
And I've been running and No joke, I've been doing yoga.
That's good.
So I'm trying to...
Keep yourself loose.
I'm trying to, yeah. Loose, a little bit loose.
I need to do something for anxiety, so yoga would probably be a good
thing. It really is helping.
My wife has a good like setup. I mean, she just does it, and I'm like, perfect time for me to do it, but I'm going to eat these Cheetos.
And something else I've even started, which is kind of weird for me. I've started like meditation a little bit. And I know that sounds weird, but I do have a problem with anxiety too, pretty bad. And
I think most do. Like, have some anxiety.
And
some
stress and anxiety, they're just so bad for your body, man.
Right.
And it's only going to get worse in an SHTF situation. So if you have a way to control those types of things beforehand and in those situations, if you have a way to cope with it, you're going to be better off.
Right. Exercise is like excellent for stress.
It is.
And it's going to be still needed during, you know, an SHTF scenario. So, you know, make out a cardio plan once a week.
Yes.
So... Everything has got to bring up your heart rate. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to real quick tell you, you know, for substantial health benefits, this is from the CDC, adults should do at least 150 minutes, 2 hours and 30 minutes a week of moderate intensity. That's doable.
2 hours and 30 minutes, yeah.
That is definitely doable. 75 minutes of vigorous intensity aerobic exercise. So
vigorous.
So if you're newlywed, this is easy.
Yeah, this is really easy.
And then for additional benefits, they say, you know, 5 hours
a
week.
My arm is so.
So for additional and extensive health benefits, you're looking at 300 minutes, 5 hours. So
yeah,
2.5 hours a week. You know, I think that's achievable for most. And that's what I'm going to do. And it says, you know,
I'm going to do it all in one day.
Performed in episodes of at least 10 minutes. So if you're just jogging for 10 minutes, you know, That's a good start, and that's what I'm doing. I'm actually going to start. I'm going to start real slow. I'm going to do 1 minute of cardio a day.
1 minute of cardio
for
a day.
The first 6 months of
it's
the year.
It's better than nothing.
Yeah,
it really is.
But dude, you got to come up with a plan. Help stress. It'll help you get off those medications.
Exactly.
It'll help you to outrun murderers
and zombies,
thieves and rioters.
Yeah, and it's so hard. That's the hardest part, is getting past like that first 2 or 3 weeks.
I hate it, man.
It is so hard. But once you get past those couple of weeks, you feel so much better, and you actually want to do it.
Right.
But you have to freaking
get past. Let's see. Ugh. I'm 36, so I've done it for 36. Well, 20 years of my life.
Yeah.
I've started a plan at the first year and fell off.
And you know what? Get a buddy to do it, man, if you want to. That's what we should probably do.
Yeah.
We were there doing that for a while. We were riding bikes together and stuff. But
when we were around here, we were running,
which was
nice.
Mm-hmm.
But now...
Now we cannot do such a thing.
I got a nice treadmill, too, that our in-laws gave us. I need to use it. So
exactly. So get in shape, guys.
Not our in-laws, not Kobe's.
Yeah, we don't have in-laws together.
So,
Are you done with that
part? I'm done.
Okay, so the very last thing, I think this is a really good resolution for anybody, preppers included. Work on your debt. Get out of debt as much as you possibly can, because this is going to be a huge burden in any survival situation. I mean, even if it's just minor, you know, debt is just, it's bad. It's not good for anybody. And debt is going to make it harder for you to prep. It's going to make it harder for you to do the things you need to do.
It does.
So it's bad. So let's start working on it. All right. You know, because maybe your situation that you're prepping for is just a job loss or something like that.
Yeah.
Because that is something that happens. Like, it happens all the time.
And
so
if you're comfortable and ahead and have some financial cushion.
It's a big deal. So the first thing to try and do is build an emergency fund. Try, if it's possible, have 3 months of expenses in an emergency fund.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe that's not possible for some people, because it's tough to do sometimes, you know.
It is.
I mean, because what were the statistics like?
It's crazy. Like 45% of Americans could not come up with an unexpected like $400 bill.
$400, yeah. They just couldn't do it. That's half of the United
States.
That's
so sad.
So, which means that like...
Government couldn't even do it.
Half the United States doesn't have any money in savings. They have no emergency fund.
Right.
And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there listening that don't, you know, but try your best. Try and make that happen. Get that emergency fund, because it's only going to help you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go easy on your credit cards. That's a lot of people get in trouble with credit cards, you know. You know,
I hate them.
So, you know, find a good one. I do too. I really do. Find a good one and only use it when you need it, like in an emergency, or if you're going to use it just for like the benefits, because we do that sometimes, and then just pay it off every month.
Yeah, we usually get our gas with it. And then
don't get a balance, you know, if you can
Use our $2 on Amazon.
Exactly.
Thank
you. You know, live within your means. That one should be obvious, but that could be a resolution. You might need to say, hey, I got to stop spending so much money because I don't bring that much in.
Exactly.
Custom coupons. Look for sales. Get on a budget. You know, very simple to do. The last thing is, you know, diversify. And a lot of people, not at this point, but if you're advanced, that's a really good place to start going. You know, get some gold. Get some silver.
Get some gold, son.
Yeah. Cryptocurrency, maybe. You know, I don't know. I'm not big on cryptocurrency, but a lot of people are. And buy more preps.
That bubble's going to pop.
Yeah, it really is. I feel like if you're going to invest in something, it has to have some sort of intrinsic value. It has to have value itself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Cryptocurrency, if it goes down, it's done. It's gone. There's nothing. If it's gold, you have a gold bar. You know what I mean?
What was that other guy that, not the Bitcoin, the other one, he just like sold out.
Did he?
I was like, that's obvious that he has no trust in his own system.
Exactly, yeah. So, I don't know. But it's something to look at.
If you want to, I mean, you could be a millionaire from it, but it's just not something I would do.
So anyways, guys, those are our New Year's resolutions for preppers. Take what you can take from it and make a resolution and tell us. I want you guys to hit us up on social media. Tell us what your resolutions are and let's...
Yeah, that would be sweet.
Yeah, I really...
I'd like to hear people's and take them.
So like mine, I'm going to tell you right now, mine is to get in shape and to be healthier. That's my number one resolution. And my second one is security for my home.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Mine's to organize my friggin' food storage.
Yeah.
And to get in shape.
And to get in shape. Yeah. So thanks, guys. We appreciate that.
And to pay off my student loans. I'm going to knock down
luck.
A lot of them.
Okay. Get them out of there. All right, guys. We have some reviews. We're going to start with Survival Boxes right now. Cameron, grab that Survival Box. Survival Box sent us out, and I don't know if they like gave us five boxes in one, but this thing is like bursting at the seams.
How did this happen?
I don't really know. So I don't. Can you see the... card in there anywhere? There we go.
Okay.
So I'm really not even sure what box this is. Does
you think
it say?
They're all in the same?
I don't know, man. There's so much stuff in here. Which one has the fishing pole? So whatever one that is the one we got. I don't know. Sometimes they'll just send us some extra stuff, so I'm not really sure which one they sent us here. But this one was freaking cool. So it's a fishing.
Does it have a blanket in there?
No, I didn't see a blanket. Okay. But I didn't see one. But I haven't pulled them all out, so. Let's just start looking at some of the stuff they have in this box.
Got some fire discs here.
Yeah, fire disc. It's that the Zippo
so
one?
Stuff can burn. No, it's Kolins. Kolins?
Kolins?
Kolins. That stuff will burn.
Yeah.
Man, so yeah, we've got a bunch of fishing stuff. So we got a little, this fish kit. We actually have one.
Similar to that.
Yeah, similar to this. It has, you know, line in it and lures and all that other stuff. So it's pretty sweet to throw in a bug out bag.
Very cool.
Got some sinkers.
Yeah.
Here you've got some waterproof matches.
This oh,
is,
cool.
It's all in the same freaking box.
I know. Like, I'm not trying to figure this out.
You've got a fishing pole.
Yeah, like a full size.
Somehow is in a box.
It's one of those that go down telescopic.
What?
That go down on your rod.
I want that.
Yeah, so a fishing pole with a reel.
Yeah, telescopic fishing pole, and you've got a reel even. And then you've got a bunch of bait.
Mm-hmm.
A little rubber bait.
Rubber
so that's
bait.
Pretty sweet. Oh, actually, we got some more. We got
some,
a bunch of fish hooks here. So if you're a fisherman or you're going to learn that fishing skill this year, this is a great start.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what box we got here, man.
It does seem like it's kind of a mix.
Yeah, but I think we probably got a mix of stuff, so it's hard to really...
So these come in their box. I mean, this is all the stuff that comes in their different boxes. Anyway, the other thing is we have... you know, we've got a fillet knife that's in there. So tons of stuff for
fishing. Yeah, I think they gave us a couple of boxes because this one's supposed to be cold weather survival.
Ah, okay.
So I think maybe they just gave us some extra stuff for because you guys are so awesome.
That's awesome. Well, thank you.
And you're so anyways.
So hardcore fishing stuff, awesome.
They have a cold weather box that just came out, so maybe I'll just kind of give you what's in that.
Yeah, and this is this other stuff's the pretty standard.
Yeah. So the gear only box comes with the SOL Phoenix survival tool, the Koglin's fire disc, the one he was talking about, the 36-hour emergency candle, UCO survival matches with case, the Sol survival blanket, StanSport weather band dynamo radio. Oh, that's cool. A StanSport wool blanket and a 6-in-1 survival tool. You get all of that for $89, and that's in the gear only box. Freaking amazing. But then if you go with the Bravo box, which is all food, you get the Mountain House. You get three Mountain House meals. My gosh. My Patriot Supply rolled oats. My Patriot Supply Granny's Homestyle potato soup. Wise Pasta Alfredo. 2,400 calorie food ration and the heirloom seeds.
Boom, that's two daily meals in one pack.
My gosh, I know. So thank you, Survival Boxes.
It's just kind of a Merry Christmas casual purpose.
It really is. Thank you, guys. We appreciate that. So please, guys, please, if you want this podcast to keep rolling, if you want to support us in any way, make sure you subscribe and make sure you go check out Survival Boxes and Tack Pack and use our code, because if you don't use our code, they have no idea. Casual Preppers, use our code. So the next one is Tack Pack, and gosh dang it, they sent us some good stuff. So I don't know if it does have the card in there. There you go. First thing in this one is the ABKT Tactical Field Kit. This is a must for your rifle case or range bag. People have been asking us for a compact kit for some time. The competition field kit includes brass brushes, chamber brushes, mil-spec iron rod, pull cable, and patches.
Super compact.
Yeah, it's really cool. So a nice little cleaning kit and stuff for your gun. The next thing is the Aeronox paperweight, aluminum CNC'd and American made for our friend by our friends at Aeronox, based out of South Texas. So kind of a cool little. Is it like a NUC, right? Basically,
yeah,
is what it is. Yeah.
Pretty sweet looking.
The next thing is the Hex Mag. I think it's a 30 round AR mag, and that's going right in my AR pack.
That is freaking
Hex Mag is awesome.
Sweet,
I don't care what anyone says. I love Hex Mag. I just put a new Hex Mag grip on my AR, and it's freaking
amazing.
Awesome. Yeah. Nine Line Threads, Mad Dog, t-shirt.
Pretty cool.
What does it say? Kill 'em all.
Kill 'em all.
Yeah, that's pretty freaking sweet. And then there's a patch in there, I believe, too, right? Is that right?
Merry Christmas patch.
Yeah, this and what does year, it say?
This month.
Yep.
It said Merry Christmas.
You filthy animal.
You filthy animal.
So, there you go. Tack Pack. Again, $50 for all that stuff. Try and buy all that stuff for $50 anywhere else.
Yep.
You ain't gonna do it, I promise. Use our code Casual Preppers. Do you want to go with the last one, or you want to move on?
Well, maybe we could just tell them that we have a video for them.
Yeah.
That would probably be best.
Yeah, we're going to have a video coming out soon.
Or do you want to just read real quick what BattleBox
includes? Yeah, go ahead and grab it. Go ahead and grab it. We did do
a
live
showing everybody
unboxing
on the YouTube. So this is Mission 34. This is Bug Out Box, or this is the Bob Box.
From BattleBox.
This is Best of Battle Box or their Bug Out Bag. This is their new welcome box.
Yeah, so we did a live unboxing on our Facebook page.
I guess that was
page.
A live unboxing. We didn't save it, huh?
Yes. Well, it's still there.
It's still there.
Okay. You can go see it, but you can only see it on Facebook. So if you go to our Facebook, there's a live unboxing of us unboxing. You can see everything on this. So quickly go ahead and read what's in there.
Yeah, so the basic box, you're going to get a Self-Reliance Outfitters Mini Inferno. So this is kind of like those little discs that start and burn for freaking ever.
Yeah.
They're awesome. We've used them. We love them. Backpacker's Pantry, the Louisiana Red Beans and Rice. So there you go. You got some food storage. You get a Battle Box flashlight. It's takes AA batteries, which is awesome. It's a little Cree light.
Yep.
And then you get Survival Frog Tac Bivvy. So bivvies are awesome.
Yeah.
You know, little sleeping bag keeps
they're
you warm.
Great
they're thin
for bug out bags and stuff. Yeah.
And can use in emergencies. They're bright orange and reflective too. So, and then the other awesome thing is you get these F2O water drop. So they're pretty amazing. They're kind of they use osmosis.
Yeah.
So you just drop them in a pond, anything,
or a puddle of water, or whatever,
and they will just slowly absorb and filter the water, and then you can just pull
stick
it out like
there.
A big fat Capri Sun.
Yep,
they're amazing.
And then it actually has electrolytes and some vitamins and stuff in it.
Yeah.
It kind of tastes like a watered down Gatorade.
Yeah. So these are awesome, perfect for a bug out bag. That's in the basic $24.99. Advanced is $49.99. You get all of that, plus you get the BattleBox Camp bottle set. So it has like has a bottle that you can hang, cook in, and all that stuff. Isn't that the metal, little aluminum?
Yep.
So pretty awesome. And then you also get an Exotac Poly Striker. So you get a little ferro rod and stuff like that. So that's all of that plus those two. The Pro Box is all of the above, plus you get a 72-hour, 45-liter bug-out bag, which is a pretty sweet bug-out bag.
It's a cool bag. Yeah.
Kind of, it can be held almost like a briefcase, and then it zips open. You can use it as a backpack. It seems to be really well-built. So you could cover most of your New Year resolution with just this subscription box.
You really could, yeah.
The other thing is you get a fish trap, which I thought was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's fun.
It just pops open. You can put bait inside. Fish go in. They get stuck. It's a fish trap, just as
fish
what
trap.
It says.
Traps fish.
So if you want to go all out, you go with the Pro Plus. So their Pro Plus always has their knife of the month, which is this knife is pretty freaking awesome. It's a Topps Knife's Brothers of Bushcraft Fieldcraft knife. It's super heavy.
Yep.
It's got great weight. Topps Knives are awesome.
It's got a bow drill divot.
You can tell. Yeah, and a bow drill divot. So great bushcraft knife for sure. Mm-hmm. And that, all of that you can get for $149 and insane. Ships right to you. You don't need to search for anything. Your bug out could be complete like that.
So make sure to check out Battle Boxes. We don't have a code for Battle Box, but you can let those folks know that, you know, hey, I heard you on Casual Preppers.
We're hopefully going to have a video on that
soon.
Stuff. It's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
All right, so now that your ears are bleeding, somebody we kind of talked about things you wanted to hear more about, and maybe I'm just favoring this one person. I don't know.
Yeah, you might be.
So fish antibiotics, if you haven't looked into them very much, I'm here to tell you that they exist.
They do exist.
So Amazon yanked them. You can't get them on Amazon anymore. There is a site that actually has them, and it's actually out of Utah.
Oh,
Linden,
really?
Utah. It's called www.fishmoxfishflex. So,
.com?
Yep, .com.
Dot info, dot
fish,
biz.
MOXFISHFLEX. Fishmoxfishflex. Check them out. So, first and foremost.
Casual Prepper sent you.
Antibiotics. If you treat yourself, that is against the law.
Treat yourself.
So, practicing medicine without a license, you know, is punishable by law. Mm-hmm. So I have to put that out there, because even you buying these and using them for your own selfish wants and needs is against the law. But in a, you know, SHTF or super bad catastrophe, you're going to be glad you have some.
SBC.
CBS, CNN.
SBC, Super Bad Catastrophe.
Yes, Super Bad Catastrophe. Never heard that. So fish antibiotics are identical to human antibiotics. They even have the same identifying code, so poison control can know exactly what you're consuming. So you're not getting anything different. People try and tell you, you know, these are made to absorb better in fish, so you shouldn't consume it. No, that's bull crap. They are the real deal. And fish antibiotics are dosed the same as human dosage, you know, 250 milligrams, 500 milligrams. So they're awesome. They work just the same. So the downsides to those are, if you don't know anything about antibiotics, you probably shouldn't be using them unless you have nothing else to use, you know. So I'm talking using these only when you really have no other choice. You really should see a medical provider, because that's the way I make a living. And you need to do that.
Go see Cameron.
So the downsides are the risks, you know, reactions. Everybody reacts different. Some antibiotics can be, you know, cause anaphylactic reactions that could kill you. So there are risks, and you don't know those risks. So you have to be prepared for that. The other thing is resistance, you know, overuse. I can't tell you how many people come in because they have colds that are viral and want antibiotics and don't understand why they don't get antibiotics, and they get pissed. If these people had access to fish antibiotics at the local grocery store, we would have super bugs and we would all die.
And we're probably going to have super bugs anyways.
We probably will. But, you know, so that's another downside. And then masking an illness, you know, you start taking some and then you finally get medical attention by a professional and you've already kind of blunted all those obvious signs and it's hard to find out what's going on. And then kids' dosages, you know, you can't treat kids with these, you can't break them up as easily. You might overdose and things like that. So those are the downsides. I have, you know, I wanted to tell you all those because the antibiotics are identical. You can use them as an adult. And I think they're a great storage plan. I mean, get you some antibiotics to store for who knows what could happen. I mean, even if you know a medical professional, they can use those. And, you know, the one thing I would recommend you do is get a book that talks about dosages.
I need one so bad.
What the side effects are, what they can use to treat, and how you treat. You know, is it twice a day, three times a day? If you're getting these antibiotics, you want to know how to use them. And a good one is the Tarascon Pharmacopoeia. Small little books, like $14.99 to $30 on Amazon. It tells you everything. It's like super compact.
Nice.
and it tells you brand names and non-brand names. We talked about this with Scavenging for Meds.
Yeah.
This would be probably one of the best books of choice because it's cheap and it's like super to the point.
Yeah. Cool.
So Tarascon, I don't know if I'm even saying it right. I've always just said it my own way.
Yeah. I do my own thing.
You know, I've never said it out loud, so now I'm like, do I even say
this
it right?
This is the first time I've said this, out loud.
This is a book that I have and use. The other thing I also like about it is it has herbal supplements.
Herpes.
And, you know, what you can use those for, so yeah. That's pretty cool, too.
Cool.
So, yeah. Check them out. Fish antibiotics are a good survival prep plan. Mm-hmm. Just don't use them at your own.
Yeah.
You know, what you
don't
think.
Practice.
I think I might have a butthole infection.
Yeah. I got to take these up my butthole.
Sharp fish, I'm going to use these. So, anyway.
Awesome. All right. Well, hey, guys, that's what we got today.
That was an earful.
Yeah, well, sure was.
Welcome to the new year.
Yeah, make sure to get on social media and let us know what you're doing with your New Year's resolutions.
Yeah,
because we want to hear about it.
I want to hear about that.
I want to hear about it. I really do. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. Make sure you are telling your friends and your pals and your buddies. And
make this a prepper year.
Yeah, absolutely. You got anything else?
I'm done.
All right, see ya.